This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about interposition. We're going to be talking about the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. What does that mean? When the higher ranking civil authorities make unjust or immoral law, which is called policy, which undermines American law, or court opinions, the lower or lesser ranking civil authority, in this particular case, has both the right and duty to interpose and refuse obedience to the higher authority. Now, just think about this, friends. If it was always done the way that it's supposed to be done within their own documentation, friends, then we wouldn't have an issue of history repeating itself over and over and over again. In other words, let me say it this way. The only way that the bad guys can do what the bad guys do is because somebody's doing it for the bad guys. Well, when it's the somebody that doesn't do it for the bad guys, guess what? The bad guys are left alone to do it, and you know all the well, as I do, friends, that they ain't going to do it. Because they're not going to risk themselves. It's just like when they call for unconstitutional wars. Well, if you want those wars to stop, send them. Quit sending your sons to these unconstitutional wars, taking down third world countries, friends, that stand as obstacles or stumbling blocks to those that want to establish a new world order here in the United States of America. I didn't say that. George Soros said that. The great stumbling block to the new world order is the American people, America as we know it. And that's what they're trying to topple even now. So we're going to be talking about divine interposition and showing you that divine law trumps human law. That applies here in the United States of America, which, again, the seedbed is what? The Declaration of Independence. And what are we based on in this country? Common law. What is that? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it would be his government here in this earth as it is in heaven. That's what common law is, like it or not. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube, the right side of the page. Where you look to the left side of the page, there's 13 articles posted, 13 to 15 every single day, 7 days a week. To the right side, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. Before It's News, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, and join us even now, friends. Love to see you on there, and we thank you for your faithfulness to our faithful friends that are out there even now, laying out their two cents, weighing in at will, and we share much of that information as the show goes on. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, listen to me carefully. We already know all the things that are going on in the United States of America. From police in California shutting down, and the governor over there, friends, shutting down the beaches because they don't know how to behave themselves. To New York City and the things that they're trying to do. They're trying to stop protest over there in the United States of America. One of the states of that union just happens to be New York, the state of New York. We know that this is happening all across the United States of America. We know that the FBI has raided clinics that are trying to pump people full of vitamin C to stop any contagion that may be in the air, per se. We know that in Michigan that, you know, the governor there, the Jezebelian there, wants to make sure that people don't grow their own food on their own land, because then that would ruin it for, you know, what their rollout is here. We know in Chicago right now that they're trying to force vaccinations. I mean, folks, I can go all across the United States, shutting down church services in Mississippi, giving them tickets, in basically incarcerating people in Idaho for taking their daughter outside to play in the park, and at the same simultaneously at the same time, governors across the United States of America are releasing child sex offenders back out into the population. I mean, folks, it's so telling what's going on. It's sick, okay? And sick is the word here. But you ready for this one? In Ventura County, there's a health director who stated, "We will hunt down those who test positive for COVID-19 and all their contacts and quarantine them." Wait a second. I'll let him tell you. Listen to this Nazi, friends. Listen to this Nazi.
"For testing, we will find more and more people who have COVID-19. And again, we'll isolate every one of them, and we will find every one of their contacts. And we will make sure that they stay quarantined, and we'll check in with them every day." In other words, what this program means is that we're going to do a more complete job, and we're going to do a more meticulous job of making it less and less possible for others in the county to run into someone with COVID-19 infection.
Impossible task, friends.
We realize that as we find more contacts, some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there, and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom. And so we'll be moving people like this into other kinds of housing that we have available.
Wow, is this craziness, friends? This is a Dr. Robert Levin. Sounds more like Joseph Goebbels than he does a doctor, doesn't he? America, this is happening in the United States of America. You all have heard this. Ben Franklin said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Running off a narrative that they can't prove. Running off a narrative that has been debunked over and over and over and over again, literally thousands of times. Right? You know what's interesting about that? I'm not German, so I'm not going to try to say it like I'm German, okay? But für, her, sei schreit. Okay? This is a Nazi phrase. Guess what they used to use on political prisoners back during the Third Reich? Got to go back there, friends. Everybody's talking about the Third Reich today. Isn't that interesting? All started here. All started here, friends. The Lord's been showing us this for years. You know what that phrase means? It's a Nazi phrase for, "It's for your safety." It's a Nazi phrase, friends. It's for your safety. It's for your good. What did Ben Franklin say? Just the exact opposite. Got a question for you. Since when did governments in this country receive delegated authority to implement tyrannical orders on its own people through a virus that they cannot prove? Well, that's what they're doing today, friends. Just so you're an understanding mind and heart right now, that I'm talking about your country, not a third world country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about interposition, which goes line upon line concerning the topic even now. Interposition and the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. We're going to get to that in just a moment, friends. I want to continuously enrage the American people as to understand what's going on behind the facade of what's going on here, friends. You all remember this. Remember the cops were being told to prioritize social distancing, snitching calls over 9/11 emergencies? You all remember this, right? They need to build this up, friends. They got to continuously create the hysteria. They got to keep adding wood to the fire, friends. They got to keep people in a state of emergency. And that's exactly what they've been doing since this has all been conceived, friends. Okay? You know what? Yeah, I'll go over there right now. You guys all remember the movie that came out. I'm trying to figure out what it was called. Hey, Sam, what was the name of that movie that came out about a virus? What was it, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? Find that for me, would you please? Yeah, I'm going to have my son look that up for us right now. But you remember this, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the cops were being told to prioritize social distancing snitching calls over 9/11 emergencies. If someone's dying, someone's getting killed, so what? Just give us the calls where you're snitching on neighbors. Does that sound familiar, friends? Yeah, it sure does. You all remember this, now going over to the UK, tyrannical cop threatens man in violation of lockdown laws by just simply making something up. Well, at the end of the day, this individual over in the UK knew the law. The cop was lying about it. He just wanted to enforce that which didn't exist. He gets suspended. See, this is the importance of understanding the law, because the cop was lying. Oh, By the way, also over in London, we have a tyrannical cop, Gary Brown, to a journalist filming a woman being arrested for walking her dog. You know what the cop said to her that was walking her dog in his ignorance? You're killing people. You're killing people. Oh, plandemic. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, plandemic. What year was that, Sam? Just so you understand how these people forecast. That movie did come out some time ago called Plandemic, and I'm sure you're all aware of it. But they've forecasted all of this, that which is rolling out in real time today. Do you remember on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in Los Angeles? I mean, these are the base resort, 1 Kings 13:33. They just are. Because nobody else would be this stupid to actually act out unlawful orders in such a fashion. But we had 32 cops that had nothing better to do than to break up a crowd at a one-year-old girl's birthday party with batons and beanbag guns. This is in America. Back to America, right? We've seen the video in New York. We have it on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com here, friends. See, we've got information that counters the mainstream media. That's why we're constantly being attacked by big tech companies, just for the record. Okay, but we have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com here, New York, video shows cop beating an unarmed man after alleged social distancing violation. You need to understand what's going on here, friends. It's not American government in any sense of the word. You remember on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, in Arizona, hero cops arrest elderly man for running his compliant business during pandemic. Again, let me just lay to your candor. Where did they find delegated authority to enforce unlaw the way that they have? They don't have it, friends. Again, they're riding over the ignorance of the American people that don't know the difference. We all remember in Texas with armed protesters in front of her salon, business owner dares cops to arrest her for opening up. We've seen what happened there. Not only did she raise $500,000, but the attorney general actually called out the judge for being unruly in that particular case in releasing her. Just for the record, this is what happens when you stand up. And I want to tell you why, because they knew that a major lawsuit was coming down on that one. America, the law's on your side, and don't forget it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you all know about in Wisconsin, you see these two little ignorant Gestapos, one man, one woman. They call themselves police officers, and it says, cops harass mom. I watched the video. Cops harass mom for letting daughter play outside during lockdown. This is in Wisconsin. I'm not talking about where they actually arrested a woman, friends, in Idaho. You do remember the outcome there, don't you? Do you remember the good folks in that community actually surrounded the police officer's house? After that woman was arrested for taking her kids to the park? As a matter of fact, Mr. Bundy actually stirred the people up and went and protested this individual. And they talked to these other police that were protecting the cop that did the arresting of the woman that took her daughter to the park. You all remember this. Is this American government, friends? I just want to know. This is a perfect tee up for what we're going to be talking about, right? See what happens when people respond. You remember in California, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just last week it was, friends, when all the people in the state, and basically in Southern California, the Huntington Beach area, not all of them, but a lot of them, thousands, tens of thousands of people, defied Newsom's order, that dictator communist wannabe out there, right? And isn't it interesting how after the people came forward and they went out in defiance of his unlawful edicts, isn't it interesting how he came back and he told the people in California, if you don't know how to behave yourself, this is what he said, quote, if you don't know how to behave yourselves, we're just going to close the beaches. Right. Also, guess what? The people went back out there. The cops go out there. And as SonsOfLibertyMedia.com reported, California citizens swarm cops arresting woman for being on beach, force them to stand down. See what happens when the people stand up. By the way, this isn't the people against the police. No, this is the people against tyrants and those that will rule on the behalf of tyrants. Okay, so these police here are not upholding their constitutional oath. They're not upholding it here in any sense of the word. They're just listening to what Newsom says because they probably have some political advantage by obeying him because they want to go up the political ladder. Well, guess what, friends? When people stand up, you can just chop that ladder right in half. And that's exactly what the people in California did. Now, friends, this goes on. And then we had, of course, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had the police officer, the good cop, doing his job. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, cops tell fellow cops amid coronavirus tyranny. Tyranny? He said, we don't have authority to trample the people's rights. America, what, for those that are listening to me, they don't have the authority to do what they're doing. Okay? They just don't have it. I just shared with you, this is what happens. This is how they're encouraged when you allow them to do what they want to do and more. In Ventura County, a health director, okay, said, we will hunt down those who test positive for COVID-19 and all their contacts and quarantine them. Does this sound like American government to you? Let me put it in contrast, friends. Benjamin Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's right. It is not the government's job to do what they're doing today in any sense of the word. I gave you a Nazi phrase during the last segment. It's for your safety. This is what the Gestapo was telling those that became political prisoners. Okay, this is for your good. This is for your safety. What are they doing today, friends? Exactly the same thing. Folks, if you don't see the Nazi-like tactics that are alive and well in the United States today, you just don't know history and you don't have your eyes open in any sense of the word. Again, the latest addition to the exhibits of this kind of conduct comes out of Ventura County, California, where Dr. Robert Levin, the health director for Ventura County, California, sounds more like Joseph Goebbels than he does a health director. And by the way, he's acting unconstitutionally. Listen to this guy again one more time.
More testing. We will find more and more people who have COVID-19. And again, we'll isolate every one of them, and we will find every one of their contacts.
This is criminal.
We will make sure that they stay quarantined, and we'll check in with them every day. In other words, what this program means is that we're going to do a more complete job, and we're going to do a more meticulous job of making it less and less possible for others in the county to run into someone with COVID-19 infection. We also realize that as we find more contacts, some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom.
Whoa, so this is craziness. Do you listen to what Big Brother's trying to tell you by force?
Available.
Do you listen to what Big Brother's trying to tell you by force, friends? Through the rule of tyranny? This is happening. We knew it. We've been seeing this for years, friends, and now we're in it. We're smack dab in the center of all of it. It's time to play the men and women of God today. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House wants all nursing home residents and staff to be tested for coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. The vice president telling governors on Monday that the Trump administration and coronavirus task force are strongly recommending this be done. Dr. Deborah Birx of that White House task force saying that testing should be focused on all 1 million nursing home residents. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is confirming her intention to self-isolate after Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for coronavirus last week.
Out of an abundance of caution, I will follow a modified quarantine plan similar to what Dr. Fauci and other White House administration members have announced that they're doing.
The governor saying though she did not come in direct contact with the infected staffer during her visit to the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York City has identified more than a dozen children in hospitals that have a rare illness connected to COVID-19. As far as the symptoms in children, Dr. Mark Siegel says,
the key with kids is when they get COVID-19, they are either asymptomatic almost all the time or they get very mild symptoms. So you can't look for the rip-roaring shortness of breath and cough. And this is a post-viral problem. It's not the virus itself. They may have had the virus weeks before, and then bang, they get this syndrome. You have to look for kids that have an upset stomach, a sudden rash, red eyes, and are having problems with their breathing and swollen legs. Those are the characteristic symptoms.
The Supreme Court is tackling the thorny issue of tribal sovereignty. Justices are hearing oral arguments on whether the state of Oklahoma can prosecute a crime that happened in disputed territory between the state and Muscogee Creek Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Okay, so my son just caught this for me. We've seen this some time ago, and I didn't think about it just till now, okay? But just to show you how they forecasted all of this, because back in 2015, Bill Gates was saying we're not ready for the virus. 2017, Fauci, right? What was he doing? He was forecasting what's going to take place in the up-and-coming administration. Here we are, right? They're all forecasting all of this, friends. There was a movie back in 2011 that came out. You know what it was called? You ready for this? It was called Contagion. This is what it says. When Beth Imhoff, Gwen Paltrow, returns to Minnesota from a Hong Kong business trip, she attributes the malaise she feels to jet lag. However, 2 days later, Beth is dead, and the doctors tell her shocked husband, Matt Damon, that they have no idea what killed her. Soon, many others start to exhibit the same symptoms, and a global pandemic explodes. Doctors try to contain the lethal microbe, but society begins to collapse as blogger Jude Law fans the flame of paranoia. See how they always want to make you feel like you're paranoid if you call out the tyrants for what they are? Yeah, that's what they feed into, friends. That's a way of browbeating you into submission. That's a way of demonizing you and polarizing you. Folks, the fruit's all over the corrupt tree. And we're in it right now. And this, by the way, again, to show you that they were forecasting, this movie, Contagion, came out in 2011, and it details almost verbatim as to what we're dealing with right now. Has anybody ever did any homework on how they forecast? It's pretty crazy. They like to use The Simpsons a lot. They like to use commercials. It's pretty crazy. A guy's got a channel, and it's very sound, without air. It's not weird. You know, the Bible talks about having sound speech, which cannot be condemned. You can't condemn what this guy is showing the American people, actually on a global scale. They're forecasting the things that are taking place, friends. There's no question about it. I want to get over to this because it has everything to do with interposition and the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. And it's a proven tool employed by men who actually obey their oaths that they swore that they would uphold for thousands of years to successfully rein in the tyranny of the superior civil authorities. In this country, we have superior civil, ready for this, representatives. Friends, we have representatives in this country. So when the higher-ranking civil authority makes unjust what we're seeing today, immoral what we're seeing today, policies or court opinions, the lower or the lesser-ranking civil authority has both the right and duty to interpose and refuse obedience to that higher delegated authority, if it's delegated at all. And in many cases, what we're exposing is that which has not been delegated to those that are violating law with undermining using policy. So if necessary, the lesser magistrates may actively resist the superior authority. And folks, again, if you want to call in, we got a caller right now. I need a name, please. GCN, give me a name. Give me a name, please, and where he's calling from. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, when we go to Scripture, this is what's so humorous to me is how many people undermine Scripture. So what they do is they set themselves up for the fall by submitting to the government when, in fact, God gave government through Moses, through the church. Can you contact GCN, tell them I'm not taking the phone call without a name and where they're calling from? I want you to think about that. God gave government through the church. The institution of government, and it's a good thing. By the way, when we're talking about good government, friends, we have, if it wasn't for good government, we wouldn't be in the position that we're at right now on a local basis. We have good judges. We have good police officers. In some cases, we have good representatives. And because of those good individuals that are capacitating government, it's the reason that we still have our freedoms today. I know that the government and the CIA-controlled media wants you to believe that everything's gone and there's nothing you can do to get it back. That's just not the truth, friends. Because, again, you still have the freedom today to do the right thing, do you not? Yes, you do. Okay, so it's not all gone. It's not all over with. It is if you throw your hands up in the air and surrender and forfeit your God-given rights. But that's not what we're made out of here. Okay, I want you to listen to this. This is Roman Emperor Trajan. Listen to what he said. Use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands. He said, use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands. But if I give unrighteous commands, Roman Emperor Trajan said, use it against me. He's exactly right. When you look in Scripture, Romans 12:20, what does it say? It says that we're to overcome evil by being good. When we go to Romans 13, who ordained that power? God did. Are we supposed to submit to tyrannical government? Nowhere can you find that in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the end of the book in Revelation, friends. Nowhere does God give His church commands to disobey Him. Nowhere. He does give commands to stand up against tyranny. Everywhere. See, and this is why the church in this country has been under attack for 6 and 7 decades, right? But it's supposed to be under attack, right? We're in a war here. Ephesians 6:12. Read it when you get a moment. Trajan said, use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands, but if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. That seems to be the part that the American people are missing. But if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. It's almost like you have a handful of people, and that's usually what it is that the media will use, right? And they'll keep highlighting that handful of people that will just go along with everything, ignoring the fact that we're ruled by law and not by opinion. You just heard during the last break, friends, a woman get up on there and talk about how, and this is what they want you to do. They want you to emulate them. They want you to copy them. They want you to parrot them. And what did she say? She said, whatever Fauci says and whatever the administration says, that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, see, the problem that they're having is people like me all over the country that are standing up and calling these people out for who they are. I want to say this just so you understand clearly as to what I'm saying. Donald Trump's administration is full mask off. He is showing the American people exactly who he is. And you just heard them talk about how they need to go into old folks' homes, to nursing homes, and all those doctors and nurses, all those aides in those old folks' homes, those nursing homes, they need to be tested. Right? And all those old people in those nursing homes, they need to be tested now. That's just one step forward, friends, because you can rest assured this is wave one. There's more waves coming behind us. But I do want to make clear that this administration is complete mask off. Full mask off, friends. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that are waking up to who Donald Trump finally is after how many years of corruption, friends. What he says and what he does are two different stories. So again, Trajan said, use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands. But if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. Hey, America, where does that use it against them if they give unrighteous commands come into place? Is that just for a few lauded people out there that are to take responsibility and resist? No, we're seeing people all over the country stand up against what's going on, right? Amen. Hallelujah. John Knox, the field preacher. No, I'm sorry, not the field preacher, but the prophet from Scotland. He said, for now the common song of all men is this. We must obey our kings. We must obey the president. Remember, they have no title of nobility, right? That's found in the Constitution. He's not a king. He's the president. He's the greatest servant to the people is what he's supposed to be. But we can see that that's not the case in this country anymore. John Knox said, we must obey our kings, be they good or be they bad. For God has so commanded. Listen carefully. True it is. God has commanded kings to be obeyed, the law. But in this country, the U.S. Constitution is law. Article 2, Section 3, Article 6, Section 2. Okay? But true it is, God has commanded kings to be obeyed, but likewise true it is that in things which they commit against God's glory, He, God, has commanded no obedience. He has commanded no obedience, friends. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Steve?
Great. Glad to be able to call in and point something out here. One of the reasons why it's so important for the lower magistrates to step in and stop the unlawfulness of the higher-ups is the fact that you don't want to teach the public that unlawfulness is a good thing. Because if the public thinks the only recourse they have is to break the law, well, then that's how you get a revolution. And you don't want to encourage revolution because people need to bring their government into compliance with the law. Well, then the police have to pick a choice. Do you enforce the governor that's out breaking the law, violating the Constitution because he's got power? Do they pick that side, or do they pick the people that just want their governor to be lawful and are enforcing the law because no one else will? Well, that's a huge dilemma. You don't want to put the public in. You want the public to have faith in their law enforcement, and they need it.
Well, I would bring in the fact that what we're looking for, Steve, and I'm sure you're in agreement with this, is reformation, not revolution. But I think the people are looking for the path of least resistance so they don't have to do anything. And I believe that that's in many cases why people just submit to it, but they don't understand that there's consequence of just submitting to it. And what we've seen in this country is a slow incremental process of government infringing upon the rights of the American people on so many different fronts, and it needs to stop. You got 10 seconds. I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Well, that's the people's fault, because it doesn't, just like with any criminal, when you allow crime in your government, it becomes no easier to enforce than if you allow riot to develop in the streets. Think of the L.A. riots.
That's right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for the phone call, Steve from Minnesota. I just want to ask this one question. Can anybody show me in the Constitution or anybody that represents we the people in any capacity have the right to do the wrong thing? Can anybody show me that, please? Can anybody show me or anybody that represents we the people in any government capacity, in any one of them, friends, where they have a right to do the wrong thing? That's 1-866-582-9933. That's all I am asking. Somebody show me in the U.S. Constitution where those that represent we the people can act outside of their scope of authority. They can act on the behalf of special interests the way that we're seeing today through this administration. I want someone to show me, because if you're going to combat the obvious here and say, Bradley, that's being rebellious when you're calling out tyranny in the government. No, that's called a patriot, because a patriot is one that upholds dying laws. Okay? Webster's 1828. Look it up. Nowhere can you find in the Constitution where we're supposed to just roll over in the face of what's going on in this country. Nowhere. You just can't find it. We're talking about interposition and how divine law trumps human laws. Divine law is being trampled underfoot by said representatives today. And like, you know, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution by being obedient to God's moral law that trumps man's law. Literally. That's a fact. I want people to understand that the doctrine can need application in any form of doctrine, whether a democracy or a dictatorship, whether a monarchy or a representative constitutional republic, like we are, Article 4, Section 4, because tyranny can raise its ugly head in any form of government constructed by man, and they usually do it through deception, friends. They usually do it through deception. I'm just thinking of a scripture here, and I want to give it to you really quick. And it's Ephesians 4:14, and it's very clear as to what it says here, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. This is what these people do. They're cunning. They're crafty. And as a matter of fact, when you go to the book of Daniel, chapter 8, I believe it's chapter 25. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go there. I'm getting this right now, so I want to go over there. And I believe it's chapter 25. It tells us, yep, that's right. Thank you, Lord. And through his policy, not law, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. What are we seeing today? And he shall magnify himself in his heart. We see this every day with this administration. And by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. That's going to be his first and his last mistake. But he shall be broken without hand. But how does he prosper? Through policy. And how does that happen? When the people become ignorant of the law, right? Kings will be tyrants through policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Who said that? Edmund Burke. That's exactly where we're at today. William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, I have them right behind me as a matter of fact. He said this, upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, God's written law, depend all human laws. That it is to say, no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. That's pretty simple, isn't it? God's law rules the roost, period. You know, everybody talks about God bless America. Well, God has blessed America, right? We all know he has. How has he blessed America? By showing us his government. And if we live according to the dictates of that word, guess what, friends? We're going to be a liberated people. 2 Corinthians 3:17, John 8:32. Again, not difficult in any sense of the word. I'm thinking of Noah Webster right now when he said that all miseries, friends, and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, they proceed from what? They're despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And I know that there's a lot of people that live that way, friends, and they think it's freedom. It's not. It's licentiousness. Real freedom's found in Christ and him alone, period. Okay? Folks, the law of God is the objective standard whereby we measure the laws of men. Listen carefully. It's binding over all the globe, said William Blackstone, in all countries. And at times, no human laws are of any validity. If contrary to this, and such of them are as valid, derive all their force and all their authority, immediately or immediately, from the original. The doctrine thus delivered we call the revealed or divine law, and they are found only in the Holy Scriptures. Folks, this is the guy that helped establish the government that we have today, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu. And I'm talking about William Blackstone. If you go back to James Wilson, he said this in 1792. I'm talking about your country. I'm giving you the answers that you claim that you want. The law of God is the objective standard whereby we measure the laws of men. As promulgated, broadcasted by reason and the moral sense, it has been called as promulgated by the Holy Scriptures. It has been called revealed law as addressed to men. It has been denominated the law of nature. As addressed to the political societies, it has been denominated the laws of nations, but it should always be remembered that this law, whether natural or revealed, made for men or for nations, flows from the same divine source. It is the law of God. And every true Christian loves the law of God. Oh, how love I thy law. It's my meditation all the day long. Sound familiar, friends? Jesus Christ came to magnify his moral law that was written upon his heart and upon his mind. Romans 3:31, right? Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:8. The list goes on. In justice, in 1792, friends, during the Revolutionary War, while they're reforming, friends, government, James Wilson said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon that authority of that law, which is divine. Is it true? Oh, you know it's true. What happens? What's the cycle of countries? What's the cycle of men, friends, concerning the history they learn not from? Men and women give themselves over to a man. They submit to the arm of the flesh. They reap the curse. They give themselves to that dictator, that tyrant, right? That arbitrary government. It's usually found in one, right? They give themselves over to him. He uses them for his purposes, right? Until the people figure out that he's the one doing the things that he complains about. He's the author of the problems that he claims to be the solver of. What happens? Countries are destroyed. The people are destroyed. They throw off the dictator that they gave themselves to, only to return back to what? The God they should have never left. That is the cycle of men. That's the history of men. No one can deny that. Not a person. Not a person can deny what I just said, friends. Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon that authority of that law which is divine. Okay? And then when you go over to John of Salisbury, Polycrates, 1159 AD, said this, loyal shoulders should sustain the power of the ruler, so long as it exercised in subjection to God and follows his ordinances. But if it resists and opposes the divine commandments and wishes to make share in its war against God, then with unrestrained voice I answer back that God must be preferred before any man on earth. Of course. Again, because God is the great liberator of men. Nobody can deny this. But what happens, for example, going back to that quote by John of Salisbury, what happens when those said magistrates, those kings, rulers, whatever the case might be, from the beginning of time to the present, what happens when they no longer submit themselves to God? Well, the plain answer is, friends, first of all, they're going to bear fruit from hell. And what is it going to create? It's going to create a hell. You know, you've all heard the saying that the first casualty in every war is the truth. War always proceeds from walking away or turning your back to that truth. And that's what we're seeing in America today. War is going to become, and war is the outcome of men that refuse to obey the truth. And this is why we're constantly being barraged and inundated 24/7, not just by the mainstream media, but hand in glove with the government that continuously creates warfare against we the people. So for, what's their end aim? So for, at the end aim, that they can change who we are into what it is that they want us to be. And guess what they want? They want to tear down the U.S. Constitution, right, that God ordained through godly men in spite of us, right? And what happens? They want to recreate it in their own devilish image. And the problem that we're having in this country is there's too many people in this country that are allowing them to do just that, just the way that they are today in America. Folks, we need to push back lawfully. We need reformation. We don't want revolution. And the only way that that's going to happen is when we, the people, are obedient to God's government, Jeremiah 6:16, and going back to the old past, and reforming what they are refusing to reform, and we have the provision found in the U.S. Constitution to do just that. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.